WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD. From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your morning flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
We begin this morning with First Weather. Meteorologist Dan Zero, we did have a lot of flooding, and we're still dealing with the effects this morning.
That's right. The standing water is still out there in many spots. The floodwaters will continue to recede, but we do have more rain to talk about today and the chance for more strong thunderstorms as well. We're waking up to some spotty showers, Monmouth and Ocean counties right along the coast, and the 295 corridor from Burlington to Camden and Gloucester counties also seeing a smattering of raindrops this morning. Most of today actually looks dry. It'll be partly sunny, warm, and humid. Highs reaching into the lower to mid-80s. It's going to be a little steamy as you step out the front door as well. There's a chance for these spot showers at any time, but we're really going to watch a line of thunderstorms that'll arrive from late this afternoon into this evening. If those storms are strong enough, heavy rain and flooding, gusty winds are definite possibilities. We get into tonight after sunset, and any storm should quickly fizzle to showers. Now, that rain may linger for a bit overnight with lows around 60, and tomorrow looks like a continuing chance for showers all day, especially south and coast. It'll be mostly cloudy tomorrow, highs upper 60s to around 70. Right now, Mays Landing 72, Belleville 71, and Hamilton 71.
Time out of New Jersey's First News, 502. As Dan mentioned, there still is some flooding to deal with this morning after last night's heavy rains. Emergency crews had to rescue a handful of people from rapidly rising waters last night. Monmouth and Ocean counties saw widespread flooding, as did parts of Hudson. Bayonne hit particularly hard.
It was like an ocean out here. The water was up to the four steps. The cars were moving. They were flooded out. The basements got flooded. Everybody's house got flooded out.
Some New York City subway lines had to be shut down due to flooding in the stations and tunnels. And during the severe weather in Burlington County, a tornado may have touched down. Little damage. It was in a very rural area of the county. Child welfare is now investigating after a baby was found crawling across a busy Lakewood street, but police are saying little about the incident, and we still don't know who the boy's parents are. Patrick Lavery has been following this story and joins us live this morning with the latest. Patrick?
Eric, it's being handled, county officials say, by the local arm of the state's Division of Child Protection. That office says charges are not typically filed in these cases. Lakewood police don't have new updates, but did raise the possibility that an older sibling may not have closed an outside door properly, allowing the toddler to escape. We heard from a caretaker in the child's home who characterizes the whole thing as an accident, but said nothing further. We continue to update you when we can at NJ1015.com and on our Facebook page, where anyone can become part of the conversation to try to deduce what really happened here. Eric?
All right, Patrick. Thank you. Dan Zero's commuter weather. It is wet and steamy when you step outside. High humidity temperatures in the 60s and 70s. It'll be a partly sunny, warm, and humid day today, but we do still have the chance of a shower at any time, and a line of thunderstorms will arrive from late afternoon into this evening with a possibility of more flooding and some gusty winds. Now, after that, we should start to see a dramatic improvement in our weather, and Dan will have more on that coming up in just a couple of minutes. Still ahead on New Jersey's First News. Some terrifying overdose numbers in New Jersey as we are on pace to set a really awful record. We'll have more on that in 2 minutes. You're listening to New Jersey's First News.
Jersey Radio.
I heard this topic, and I absolutely had to call in.
New Jersey 101.5. This is New Jersey's First News on New Jersey 101.5.
Time out of New Jersey's First News, 507. Dan Zero's commuter weather. It is humid and wet this morning. We still have the chance of a shower around and some fog for your early morning commute. Watch out for a powerful line of thunderstorms that'll come in later this afternoon and into the evening. And after that, we should see an improvement in the weather as we head toward the weekend. Dan will have more on that coming up in just a couple of minutes. Senate Republicans are beginning to schedule votes aimed at putting Brett Kavanaugh on the Supreme Court. GOP leaders set a Senate Judiciary Committee vote for Friday, hoping to confirm Kavanaugh early next week. That is, even as Thursday's showdown hearing approaches. Senate Republicans are bringing in a veteran Arizona prosecutor, Rachel Mitchell, to handle questioning about allegations Kavanaugh sexually assaulted a fellow teenager in the 1980s. Owners who rent out their Jersey Shore vacation homes got a startling surprise this month when a bulletin from the Division of Taxation indicated they would be included in a new law requiring people who rent their homes through Airbnb to begin charging sales and hotel taxes. But now the state has suddenly changed directions.
Dwayne Watlington of Vacation Rentals LBI was alarmed when the Division of Taxation said the new law would apply to short-term for rent-by-owner home rentals that don't go through a realtor. He says that would add $600 to the cost of a $5,000 a week rental and chase vacationers to other states.
Or if they still do come to the Jersey Shore, their expendable budget's going to be reduced, and they won't be going out to dinner as much or playing miniature golf or buying that LBI sweatshirt that they buy every year.
The Treasury Department withdrew that guidance but hasn't yet offered a replacement. A spokeswoman says the law will not apply to the vast majority of shore rentals. At the State House, Michael Simons, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
The manhunt continues for a dangerous child rapist who has been seen on both sides of the Delaware River around Trenton. Police now believe David Allen escaped to a wooded area of Bucks County where he briefly scuffled with a police officer. Allen is wanted in Pennsylvania on multiple rape counts involving two children. Opioid prescriptions are on the decline in New Jersey, but overdose deaths continue to climb. New numbers are out from the state that paint a very disturbing picture about the opioid crisis.
New Jersey saw 2,750 drug overdose fatalities in 2017, an increase of 24% from the year prior. Attorney General Gerbier Graywall says the opioid epidemic is unprecedented, one that needs an unprecedented response.
Clearly, the fear of death is not stopping users from using.
Thanks to efforts from the state, he says, the amount of prescription opioids dispensed has fallen steadily.
The hope is, if the prescriptions level off, the overdoses and the addiction will level off as well.
In New Brunswick, Dino Flamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
At the same time, a new report published by the New Jersey Reentry Corporation suggests major changes to addiction treatment in New Jersey, including better coordination among providers, a minimum of 6 to 12 months of care, and expert navigators who would work closely to support patients.
Former Governor Jim McGreevy, who heads the Reentry Corporation, says for families of a person who died from an opioid addiction, there's nothing more tragic, futile, or frustrating than trying to get help for a loved one through New Jersey's fragmented system.
In many cases, where they go for treatment, what they access, it's accidental, it's coincidence, or it's chaos.
Debbie Natale's son finally got the help he needed after repeated relapses and many thousands of dollars spent on insurance coverage. She says changes are needed.
Our families are bankrupt. They're losing homes from trying to help their loved ones get into treatment.
At the State House, Michael Simons, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
A former high school band director has admitted stealing more than $2,000 from the program. Alan Abraham oversaw the Manasquan High School Warrior Band, and prosecutors say he deposited checks and transferred funds meant to support the program into his personal account. The 60-year-old will do no jail time, but will have to pay the money back. That Hoboken bar that gained infamy for lewd sex acts being performed during a recent party is facing more charges. The Hub remains closed amidst a criminal investigation into the acts caught on video, which involved a woman and a man believed to be a Pennsylvania cop. Alcohol regulators have already filed 15 charges, any one of which could lead to the bar losing its million-dollar liquor license. Several outdoor and sportsman organizations are announcing their intent to sue Governor Murphy over his ban of bear hunting on state-owned lands.
Cody McLaughlin with the NJ Outdoor Alliance says sportsmen have been paying to maintain state lands through a federal tax on
the purchase of all of their gear, the purchase of fishing gear, the purchase of their licenses, every extra permit that they pay for.
Bear hunters are essentially paying the same price to use the same land, but now they can't hunt on it. The Outdoor Alliance, the Sportsmen's Alliance, and Safari Club International are teaming up with independent hunters to preserve what McLaughlin calls a legal and scientifically sound sporting activity. Daniela Burson, New Jersey 101.5 News.
New Jersey 101.5 News, time 5:12. Still dealing with flooding from last night. There may be more on the way for today. We'll get an extended look at the forecast with Dan, and then we'll recap our top stories next.
Your phone is always with you. And so is New Jersey 101.5. Listen to New Jersey 101.5 anytime, anywhere. Download the app.
Anywhere I go in the country, I tune in on the app, and I feel like I'm at home.
The New Jersey 101.5 app. Download it now. It's free. Supported by Robert Tekansky of RE/MAX First Advantage.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:14, as we bring in our chief meteorologist, Dan Zero. Dan, there are concerns about rain again today.
That's right. It's not going to be the kind of steady, all-day driving rain that we saw yesterday, but it's not going to take much to see a return of flooding conditions, and we do have some severe weather concerns as we get late into today as well. This morning, it's just spotty showers and some fog out there as well. I've seen visibility numbers as low as a quarter mile. That's right on the edge of dense fog, so may need to use your windshield wipers, may need to slow down a little bit with those those low beam headlights. Most of today actually looks dry. Partly sunny, warm, and humid into the 80s. It's going to be a bit steamy out there. There's a chance for a spot shower at any time, but what we're really going to watch is the strong cold front that arrives starting late this afternoon. For most of the state, it'll be more like this evening that we see that rain move in. Before sunset, the chance is there for some strong to severe storms, heavy rain, flooding, gusty winds, all possible. After sunset, storms will fizzle to just showers, and that rain lingers overnight. And actually, the forecast continues to look wet for tomorrow, especially in South Jersey and along the coast. Nothing too heavy, but a continuing chance for showers or light rain. It'll be mostly cloudy, upper 60s to around 70. We'll finally kick out the showers Friday morning. New Jersey First News time is 5:15.
Around the state, around the clock. This is New Jersey's First News.
Good morning, I'm Eric Scott. Among our top stories this morning, last night did bring flooding rains across New Jersey, maybe even a tornado in Burlington County, but we're still dealing with the after effects this morning. The state is now investigating after a baby was found crawling across a busy road in Lakewood. We still don't know who the parents are. In sports, Yanks hammer the Rays while the A's lose. The Yanks inch closer to hosting next week's wild card game. Phillies lose big again to the Rockies, and the story of their season is the Mets bullpen blows another lead in a loss to Atlanta. Your bus stop forecast and New Jersey fast traffic next.
New Jersey First News time is 5:19. I'm meteorologist Dan Zara with your bus stop forecast for this Wednesday morning. Still some showers working through New Jersey this morning. You might want to grab the umbrella or raincoat just in case. But keep in mind, it is going to be steamy today, lower to mid-80s, lots of humidity and some sunshine to start. A line of strong thunderstorms will start rolling through the state this afternoon into this evening. New Jersey First News time, still 5:19.
All Jersey, all the time.
Pleasure to talk to you guys. I listen to you every day on the way to work.
New Jersey 101.5. You're listening to New Jersey's First News, a full hour of New Jersey 101.5 news. From your 24-hour broadcast news team on New Jersey 101.5.
5:23 it is on a Wednesday morning as we've reached the midweek point. With our eyes towards the weekend, the weather will be improving, but we've got to get through some rain first. Could see some showers and some fog around for your early morning commute today, and then a powerful line of thunderstorms late this afternoon and into this evening, and that could trigger some more flooding. Dan will have more on the forecast coming up here in just a minute. A publicist for once-beloved actor Bill Cosby complained that his conviction in Tuesday's 3-to-10-year prison term for sexual assault stemmed from a racist and sexist justice system, as the defense vowed to appeal the first celebrity trial of the Me Too era. Cosby is 81, spending his first night alone in a Pennsylvania prison after being accustomed to a life filled with handlers and household help. The opioid epidemic has tightened its grip on New Jersey so hard, there is now an original musical all about it. It debuted Tuesday in front of a crowd of prevention experts and is expected to hit dozens of schools over the next several months.
As you long for the bottle of Oxycontin.
Anytown follows New Jersey scholar-athlete Hope Baker, whose dreams of success gradually escalate into an addiction-fueled nightmare when she turns to painkillers for a soccer injury.
Do you understand? Without those Oxys, I won't even be able to get out of bed tomorrow!
The musical, crafted from interviews with prevention experts and those in recovery like Angela from Toms River.
Doesn't matter where it leads you, how you feel, who you hurt, as long as you could just be numb.
In New Brunswick, Dino Flamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
President Trump continues meeting with other world leaders at the United Nations. His schedule for today includes Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and a UN Security Council meeting on counterproliferation. Trump's address to the General Assembly on Tuesday criticized what he called the ideology of globalism while heaping praise on his own administration's achievements. The self-congratulations drew head shakes and even mocking laughter. The State Alcoholic Beverage Commission is issuing new rules to limit microbreweries and their on-site events to only 25 every year.
New Jersey Brewers Association President Jamie Quelly says they've been involved in a tug-of-war with restaurant operators on the issue. She says the ABC has been getting a lot of feedback.
We're receiving a lot of calls and complaints from a lot of organizations like the New Jersey Restaurant Association and the licensed beverage holders.
The ABC also ruled the micros cannot provide takeout menus from restaurants or host more than 52 private parties yearly. Quelly says some smaller association members may be hurt.
There's some smaller smaller breweries that very much like their live entertainment.
Joe Cutter, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 525. We have some more rain to deal with this morning, some stormy weather this afternoon and into tonight, and then we should start to improve. Dan will have all of that coming up in 4 minutes on the half hour at 530. Also, 530 will update the flooding situation. And did we have a tornado in Burlington County last night? Business news is next.
Steve Trevelise.
Artie Lang in studio.
It's a pleasure to be here. If the cops did not arrest me last time, I would have been here.
I know that.
That's the only thing that would stop.
Monday through Thursday evening, 7 to 11 on New Jersey 101.5 and NJ1015.com.
New Jersey 101.5 News, time 5:28 as we update business news. Asian markets rising today as traders await a third interest rate hike by the Federal Reserve. U.S. benchmarks finished mixed Tuesday. Rising interest rates hurt stocks that pay big dividends. The Dow shed a few points. 26,492 is where it will open this morning. New Jersey's First News is engineered by Kathy Wagner, our news directors, Annette Petriccioni. Content coordinated by Dan Alexander and Patrick Lavery. And Sergio Bichaus at the editor's desk.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. Proud to be New Jersey. And now, streaming live on all Alexa devices. Enable the skill and tell Alexa to play New Jersey 101.5.